Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina's Davis Love proved the perfect Ryder Cup captain. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. As unlikely a choice as Davis Love was to come back as Ryder Cup captain this year, that's how good he was at putting the team together and picking his assistants for different reasons, as it all came together for a much-needed USA win at Hazeltine in Minnesota. It was a dicey choice for both the Americans and for Love, who stood shell-shocked on the final holes at Medina outside Chicago 4 years ago as Europe staged the biggest Ryder Cup comeback in history, rallying from a 10-6 deficit going into Sunday singles matches. After the captaincy was turned over to 65-year-old Tom Watson for the 2014 renewal in Scotland, and the U.S. lost its third straight cup by a wide margin, Love was given another shot for 2016. The mellow Mr. Nice Guy, who was an All-American at UNC in the 1980s, began working on his strategies more than a year in advance. In the end, he made all the right choices, from picking the charismatic Tiger Woods and the controversial Bubba Watson as his assistants, to carefully filling the two-man teams based on personalities as well as professional success. Everyone from Woods on down said he learned something from Love during the experience, which saw the U.S. roll to an easy victory by widening its three-point lead going into Sunday. Love went with Woods' hunch that the fiery Patrick Reed, not yet a household name in golf, could be a calming influence on young superstar Jordan Spieth, his four-ball teammate. Love also chose Reed to take on European icon and FedEx Cup champion Rory McIlroy in Sunday singles. When McIlroy drained a monster birdie putt on the eighth green and challenged the boisterous and rowdy American crowd by cupping his ear and saying, "I can't hear you," Reed retrieved Rory's ball for him and then sank his pressure birdie putt to have the hole. He wagged the finger at McIlroy as the crowd went crazy, then fist-bumped him to say, "It's all a game." At the end, it was only one of the right moves Davis made to create the chemistry and camaraderie the American team needed to finally bring the cup home. Call it a love affair. This is Archansky. See ya.